Avon alumnus Doug Kinberg as our commencement. He was the enthusiastic first choice of your senior class officers, and we're just delighted to have you with us. Doug, a 1994 graduate, was an admission tour guide during his Elon years, worked with Elon Student Television, and was a member of the Elon Cheerleading Squad.
Sure, he frowned.
Our mascot at the time was the Fighting Christian. After a few seasons cheering, Doug approached Chaplain McBride and said, "Chaplain, you know that I'm a cheerleader and that I'm Jewish." I have to admit I'm having some trouble cheering for the Fighting Christian. Can we form a support organization for Jewish students? So they quickly set up to form such a group. More than a decade later, that organization, known today as Elon Hillel, is thriving and poised for greater growth. Doug's first job offer from the entertainment industry was extended to him while he was an Elon student. He accepted the offered position and worked as a public relations intern for Lucasfilm International. After completing 1 year as an intern, Doug took a position with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer Distribution Company, and next with Universal Pictures as the Director of International Advertising and Promotions. Following his time at Universal, Doug worked at DreamWorks as the creative executive for international marketing and advertising. While at DreamWorks, he produced international advertising campaigns for Over the Hedge, Madagascar, Shrek, Shrek 2, The Ring, A Beautiful Mind, Road Trip, Meet the Parents, Meet the, I want to say this carefully, Fockers, and Castaway. He also directed special shoots with Jeffrey Katzenberg, Mike Myers, and Cameron Diaz. In 2001, he won the Key Arts Award for Best International Comedy Trailer for Meet the Parents. Doug was named the Senior Vice President for International Marketing at Paramount Pictures in 2006. Since then, he has produced international marketing campaigns for the current Indiana Jones film, Transformers, B-Movie, Mission Impossible 3, and Shrek the Third. He also had the opportunity to collaborate with Steven Spielberg to produce a special shoot for the Transformers Japan trailer. Doug's most recent project is the production of the international marketing campaign for Kung Fu Panda. He is joined back at his alma mater today with his wife, Kim Finberg, his young son, Jack, who's 17 months old, his parents, Caroline and Bill Finberg, and his mother-in-law, Clarice Cronin. Please welcome back home, Doug Finberg.
Let me be one of the first to say congratulations, class of 2008. The exams, the reports, the projects, and the homework are over.
Yeah, right.
But the real test has only just begun. I was sitting where you now sit, under these oaks, 14 years ago, getting ready to receive my diploma from what was the then Elon College. Most of you sit here now thinking about what you're going to do next. You may be thinking short term, like where am I going to party tonight in this room? You may be thinking long term, like where am I going to be in 5 years? What I hope to impart upon you this morning are merely some of my personal experiences. Some experiences after leaving the college womb we all know as the Elon long bubble were positive, while others were, say, less so. But hopefully, I've learned from them all. After graduating, I set out west to begin a career in the entertainment business. It wasn't much more thought out than that. I've simply fallen in love with the movies and wanted to be an active part of the business. Each of you is setting out on your own path. Some better plan than mine, but I doubt any could be less thought out. I'd like to take a few moments and share my story. Why? First, because, like you, I sat under these oaks and questioned what is next. Second, because what happened to me is one of the countless examples of how the foundation of Elon and what they provide you can lead you to your dreams. Third, because I'm here to tell you it's going to be okay. By no means do I intend to suggest that the journey will always be easy or without its sleepless nights. In a very real way, my journey began with a gentleman I had never met before. He was a contact through, you have to follow me here, an ex-girlfriend, father, old business associate who worked in the film industry. I was about to start my road trip toward California when I began to get cold feet. I began convincing myself how I could make it better by staying at home in Virginia. And I might have done this had it not been for a few choice words of advice. That advice: take things one step at a time. Get in the car. Think about turning the key to start the engine. When you've done that, think about putting your foot on the gas. And when you've done that, think about driving west and getting to your first destination. And that's what I did. I broke it down into simple, small, achievable goals. In business, the catchphrase we use to define this is next steps. This crystallizes the action necessary to move forward and obtain progress. Whether we leave a meeting or a conference call, we're always defining next steps. I made it to Los Angeles and landed my first job as the second assistant to the president of a major motion picture company. Let me stop there and give you a quick lesson in the terminology of Hollywood. An assistant as a studio in any other business would be called a secretary. And yes, you heard me right. I was a college graduate, graduated with honors, just starting in the entertainment business, and I wasn't even someone's first assistant. I was an assistant to the assistant. A secretary to the secretary, if you will. Delegated to such glamorous and intellectually challenging tasks as opening the mail, fetching coffee, and answering phones. But hey, I was in the entertainment business. That's what I wanted. I sat in my cubicle one day, wondering if I could ever achieve a better, higher goal, like becoming first assistant. When the president of marketing walked around the corner and literally threw a magazine across my desk. Pages spread apart, it landed right in front of me. He said, "I want the couch that's in that ad." He walked away. This did not improve my mood. After festering for a few minutes, Regaining my composure, I became determined to find the couch that was in that ad. I called the magazine and asked who placed the media buy. I called them and asked for the account manager. I asked that person what agency they used for the photo shoot. I called the agency and found the person responsible for that account. I asked that person who did their set designing. And I ended up with another phone number. I asked that person who did the props. And eventually, I found myself on the telephone with the person who had that couch. When I had all my facts straight, I walked into the president's office, asked him if he had a minute. And I said, where would you like that couch delivered? And would you like the actual couch or a brand new one? Oh, by the way, what method of payment would you like? When I looked back up on my note, he was in utter shock. He asked me, how did you find it and so quickly? The ending to that story is that 13 years later, I find myself working with that same gentleman, and he's been an advocate of mine ever since that early experience. At Elon, you've taken hundreds of tests on what you've been taught. One of my tests was that couch. Now going forward, you will be tested on what you are made of. My first thought was to simply make a token effort, tell my boss I couldn't find it, but instead I put in the extra effort. So may I suggest that you strive to take on challenges that are outside your scope of comfort. As part of your education here at Elon, you've pushed yourself mentally, physically, and emotionally. Continue in that vein outside what we all know as that bubble of Elon. What you will quickly realize is that life is made of lots and lots of bubbles. When I was in the bubble of my first studio job, one of my bosses offered some words of wisdom. Slow down. He saw my impatience with my lowly role and my eagerness to get to a position of authority. I was used to the pace here at Elon, where I would change classes, professors, classmates, what, every 3 months? That simply is not the case outside in the working world. Be ready to make a commitment and stick with it. There's a lot to learn during this transition period, so don't rush it. You've learned a lot here at Elon. You have a lot more to learn on the other side of those railroad tracks. Elon prepared you to think critically, to find the right answers. And now the obligation is yours to use the resources at your fingertips to advance your endeavors. It's one thing to have a keyboard or even a touch screen, but it's another to use it constructively to better your life. Directly following graduation, a few aspects that served me well included defining my goals, building perspective, passion for what I was doing, and finding a mentor. You might think of them as the four P's: purpose, perspective, passion, and people. Purpose, or in other words, goals. Ironically, I found that the most helpful component to setting goals is that they can be changed. The important thing is to actually set a goal and get moving toward it. Don't feel overwhelmed with the need to know where you're going to be in 20 years, 10 years, or even 5 years. But you don't. Just take that first step. Get in the car and turn the key. perspective. Wherever possible, take a step back and look at that big picture. The thing you're dealing with at that moment that seems so critically important almost never is. Passion. At some point while taking a class here at Elon, a paper, a project, or maybe even an entire course moves you, remember that burning desire. It is critical in choosing your next step. People, or in other words, mentors. A mentor is someone you have a hand in choosing. Many of you have had mentors while here at Elon that have made a lasting impression on you. Personally, I remember meeting Gerald Gibson during that first trip as a campus tour when I was still a high school student. From that moment on, I knew he was someone I wanted to guide my path. Others here at Elon have also affected my life in more ways than they will know. People like Kathy Lighty Lee, Ray Johnson, Gwen Ward, Pam Baker, and of course my family. All have major influences on who I have become and what I can offer as a person. Mentors are all around us. The key is to align yourself with people you admire and respect. Whether that be a sense of groundedness or maybe a professional achievement that person might have achieved. Maintaining an honest, mutual, long-lasting relationship will have one of the most profound impacts on who you hope to become. Keep your eyes out for mentors. They're more valuable than any paycheck. And so these are some of the post-Elon lessons that I've learned. Take things one step at a time. Slow down. Test yourself. Set goals and be ready to change them. Keep perspective. Follow your passions and find meaningful mentors. Now you're going to learn your own lessons as you embark on your own journey. It might be scary, but it will also be exciting. And it will all turn out to be okay in the end as you embark on the adventure of a lifetime. Your future awaits you, class of 2008. Start by taking your next step and be sure to enjoy the journey. Thank you very much.